Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day you maketh. This amazing day, the Lord's doing, that's marvelous in our eyes. We come up the steps of Zion today. We come and stand before the pillars, the temple of the living God, into which you are the living doorway, the living pillar of glory. Stands at the tabernacle door. Today, we step into the grace. We step into the doorway. We step in to where you are, into the pavilion of grace. For this is the door, and by you and in you and through you, we enter in. We go in and out and find the pasture of the high places. We come to stand upon the carpet of red, the new and the living way consecrated by the veil of your flesh. We draw near. We draw near to where you are. Today, as we walk upon this carpet, we are justified by grace. As we walk upon the new and the living way, we are abundantly pardoned. As you separate our iniquity as far as the east is from the west. Today, as we stand before your throne, the throne of grace. We surrender. We surrender the eye of the heart. We surrender our will, our body, our emotions, our mind. We take up our cross to follow you. We give you the eye of our heart to follow you into where you are. For where you are, there shall we be also. We surrender in to your grace. We surrender. We put off the old man in your sight. So we come down and through the Jordan and to our place in the promised land as we pass through this Jordan, past the ankles, past the knees, past the loins, waters that have gone over our head. We come down into the deep with you, Lord, buried in baptism, planted together in the likeness of your death, the old man being separated, for he is not the heir. You stand with the winnowing fork in your hand, separating chaff from the wheat, separating the old wineskin from the new. You stand with a two-edged sword, dividing asunder spirit, soul, and body. You're the only one qualified to do so. You divide asunder that which is old, cutting away of the flesh, the circumcision of the old. We put off the old belief systems. We put off the old strongholds and the systems of thoughts that govern them. We put off the old behavior pattern. We put off offense. We put off heaviness. We put off discouragement. We take it all off today. We put off the old man, as your word says. We step out from him in the recognition he is not the heir. We stand with you to decree and declare that sin has no dominion over us. that the law of sin and death is formally being severed, separated in these waters, and the recognition that they roll back all the way to the city of Adam, rolling back the law of sin and death, rolling it back, removing it from our borders, removing that law into which we were born, separating it, loosening our body from it, for we are a purchased possession. Today we stand free and whole in the recognition that we see that our old man is dead. We see that our old man is crucified. We see that our old man is buried with you in baptism, planted together in the likeness of your death. We step out from him. We step into that which is new. We step into the throne of grace. We stand in the midst of your throne, washed in the pure living waters, washed in the waters of grace. The clear crystal waters that floweth out from your throne. We are washed this day. We are cleansed this day. We are clean this day. Be you clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. You wash our body with the pure waters, washing us. As we stand before your throne today, we surrender into your grace. We stand justified, and we stand abundantly pardoned, and we stand in you, Lord, found in you now, not having our own righteousness. As you openeth the train of your robe, we step into the grace to be one with you. Your glory you have given unto us. We are in you, found in you, encompassed by you. I want you to get the sense now of his glory surrounding you, this robe of white encompassing you. I want you to put your hand over your heart and say, I am the righteousness of God. In Christ, you hide me in your pavilion. You hide me away. I'm hidden away in the Father. I'm hidden away in you. In you, Lord, we live. In you we move. In you we have our being. I let go of my own standing for the great exchange of yours. I am clothed in your grace. I am clothed in your unfathomable righteousness. The right standing to move freely in the Father, to move freely in the realms of the right hand of God. I am worthy. Holy and without blame, you present us faultless, without fault. You present to me without fault. Every condemning sentence against us in the natural, in the world, and in the spirit has been shattered. There is no condemnation. Every condemning sentence has been resolved by the blood. I am justified freely by the blood. I am abundantly pardoned by the blood. If there's anything weighing upon you or any form of condemnation, I want you to stand before the throne and say, I am pardoned abundantly. I am justified. And there is no condemnation or condemning sentence that can be held against me. Today we break and sever every condemning sentence, every accusation If you've been accused, the enemy accuses you every day before the throne. He'd be accused in the earth today. There is no accusation that can stand against us. You present us without fault. I stand faultless in the righteousness of Christ, and every accusation, every word, sword, dart, arrow, spear, any and all things that have been sent, both in the natural and in the spirit, are severed and broken. The teeth of the lion are broken and shattered. This day there is no condemnation. I take it off. I put it off. I break all accusation in the spirit. Today it's all resolved, Lord, in the blood. The blood resolves it all. We stand freely justified. Put your hand over your heart and say, I am justified. I break every word against my soul. I break agreement of every negative word, every word of unbelief, every word spoken, every harsh word, every word in the spirit severed, loosed. I loose it this day, the power, the keys of the kingdom. I loose every dart. I loose every fiery dart this day. I loose all of it. I put it all off. You are the glory of my rear guard. And you place your shield around my breastplate and around my back. You place the shield, the breastplate around me. I am covered. I am whole. I am justified. I am. You'll move more freely when you get these things released. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I stand before you, Lord, without fault, faultless, faultless. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of the Father, who giveth to all men liberally, and he judgeth not. He does not find fault. He upbraideth not. There is no fault. The Spirit of the Lord says, I do not call you here to find fault with you. I call you here to perfect you. I call you here to stand with me where I am. I call you in to a new place of my grace. Follow me with the eye of your heart. Follow me into a greater place. Follow me higher still. Follow me into the Father of lights. Today, we take the wings of a great eagle as you lift us up into the realms of the Father of lights. As we stand before you, Father, reconciled today, I want you all now to roll back to the time of innocence. 4 or 5 years old, before there was betrayal, before there was offense, before there was responsibilities, the weights and the cares of the world. A state of innocence, before you even knew there was sin in the world. Today, we come in, Father, as little children. We step into the grace. We step into your light. We step in to your love, Father. Hold us today. Lord, your glory we see you have given to us, that as we are in you, you are in the Father. You have freely given us the position of oneness. And today we enter into the oneness, the innocence. Father, we receive your embrace. We receive the assurance, the confidence, as you surround us, as you encompass us. Father, overshadow us. Stretch forth your wings over us. Hide us away in your own self. Hide us away in your grace, Father. Hide us away in your love. Hide us away in your life. Hide us away in your great love for us. Hide us away in your glory. The glory of you that was and is to come. Hide us away in your marvelous light. For every good gift and every perfect gift emanates from you today. It is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. You that withheld not your only Son, how shall you not freely give us all things? You abradeth not. You do not find fault with us. You giveth to every man generously. You give to every man without fault. Today we stand before you to freely receive of your marvelous light, translated out from the darkness into your marvelous light. We freely receive the manifold grace that emanates from you. We freely receive the glory. We freely receive wisdom and discernment, that the eye of our heart be flooded with light again and again and again, that you do not have us walk in the darkness of the world, but we have the light of life, and you flood the eye of our heart with light. With light, you flood our spirit with joy and pleasure, as you have life, the eternal wellspring of life, in which a river emanates out of you, a river of pure, creative, glorious life. Whithersoever this river goes, whatever is dead will live again. A river of life, a river of joy. Today, you have given to the Son to have life. You are the life, the tree of life, the manifested life of the Father. Lord, we join into you today to receive and partake again of the tree of life, partakers of the life and the light emanating, partakers of the grace and the glory we receive, partakers of the freedom and the liberty, partakers of the joy and the pleasure, partakers of the wisdom and discernment, as wisdom is a tree of life to those who find her. Partakers, for in your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We receive joy and the pleasure that emanates from you. The strength and the might that's emanating out, we receive of the leaves of the tree for the medicine of the nation, as we hold our bodies freed from the law of sin and death. This day I decree all the processes of aging and the laws of physics that govern the aging of this body severed, and I call this body to run back now into the time of life. that you renew our youth like the eagle, that the dew of youth is now resting upon us. The strength and the might of our youth is resting now upon us. You're rolling back all spot, wrinkle, blemish. You're rolling back all infirmity. I command it to be loosed. For you have no more authority or right to exist into our body. For the law of sin and death to which you derived your power has been severed and broken. I decree our body freed. I want you to hold your body before the tree of life and decree that umbilical cord of the law of sin and death be loosed, severed, severed. Legally, it's been severed. You are a purchased possession. This body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Holy, today, infuse this body with life. Infuse this body with medicine. Infuse this body with the leaves of the tree, the medicine of the nation for the restoration of sight. I decree the restorative sight for the eyes. I decree the restorative heart. I hold the leaves and the heart, and I decree now, be renewed. As I call for this life to be distributed into the arteries, into the veins, into the cellular level of our body, we decree, let there be life into this body. As you quicken this body with resurrection life, we stand in the quickening of your transfigurating life, and we receive the divine life. Everything that's dead in our body, everything that's decaying, we command it to be loose now. We command it to turn around now. Run back to the time of life. Run back to the day of youth. Run to the day of youth. I decree all the processes that govern the aging of this body loosed. I carry, I walk in the dew of youth. I walk in the strength of youth. All the heaviness in our body be loosed. All the weariness in our bones. There's some of you have weariness in your bones. That's going to happen. We command that to be loosed now. I loose the weariness of bone. Let there be the infusion of life. Let there be infusion of fresh oil, strength in our bones. Let there be the infusion of life. I stand in the presence of resurrection life. I receive of the tree of life. Every good gift coming out from this tree, I receive it. I receive the medicine of the nation flowing down my spinal column. I call for the adjustment now of the disc, the ligaments, and for the arteries to be flooded with life. I call for the immune system to be flooded with life. The central nervous system, the chemical makeup to be restored. Father, I believe you've given us right to eat again. This is our tree. We are partakers. No plague comes nigh our dwelling. Set a perimeter around our body now. No plague, no virus, no disease comes nigh the dwelling of this body. No aging or no pain. Today you quickeneth our body as we stand in you, Father of lights. Grant us today once again the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Grant the eye of our heart to be flooded with the light of the crown once again, for you've given this body. You've given this body the revelation of the crown. I hold this constitution before you, Father, an acknowledgement that the foundation of this last day house has been laid. It's been completed. And you will finish. If you brought us this far, you're going to take us further still. For we shall rejoice and see the plumb line in the hand of our King of Kings. With the seven eyes of the Lord that are presently burning before your throne. Commission to come out and run into the entire earth. Commission to run with the Father's creative will, creative design, creative plan, and creative mandate for the last day. To literally, Father, see it all unfold. We shall rejoice and see it in the earth, but we see it now. Blessed are our eyes that see what you doeth. Blessed is the eye of our heart that seeth by way of your word. It is the foundation and the rock that we stand upon. I have no other rock. It is enough. Your word is enough. Your word is enough. Today, we see that you have given these things. As we ascend up into the realm, Father, of joint heirs, we ascend into the realm of your glory. We ascend to the realm of the majestic glory of the King of Kings, where you, Lord, ascended on high before the Father and given a kingdom and a glory and a dominion forever. And this realm where you're the appointed heir of all things, the nations are thine inheritance, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God. This realm that's being prepared to come out into the earth. The realm where you are crowned. The realm where you inherited all things. I will bring a seed out of Jacob, out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains. Every crown is with you and your crown having been cast down. And to the throne of the Father, the casting of the crowns. The Father's creative thoughts are with you. The crown of Mount Hebron, the throne of David, the throne of Solomon, in which you sit. A greater than Solomon. The inheritor of all nations, it's all yours. And you will assume your great power in the earth. You will assume your great authority in the earth. You will assume your great dominion again in the earth. Your dominion and your power and the seven horns of omnipotent dominion you wear will be seen again in the earth. You will assume your rightful position as King of Kings. In this hour, in the day we live, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God. You will bring out the glorious crown. And you will shake all nations. And the treasures of all nations will come into your house. The systems of this world will shake violently as you bring out the final crowning stone. And as we shout grace, grace to the mountains that stand in resistance, they will become leveled ground. The omnipotence of Father God is with you. The Father's creative thoughts are upon the crown and with the crown you wear. And just as the Father gave the Holy Spirit to you before you brought him into the earth, he's going to grant the seven lamps to join with you. And you're bringing it into the earth. We stand as witnesses to say yes and amen. We stand as witnesses in the earth to agree, to decree, Father, thy will that's being downloaded into the seven lamps, be a done, accomplished, complete in the earth, that every tongue, tribe, nation, every continent will be harvested in this hour, and the kingdoms of this world will be judged. One consecutive judgment after another, until you stand as King of Kings on the Mount of Olives, where the kingdoms of this world were put down and your millennial reign will begin. It's the hour. It is the day, Lord. It is the day that you maketh in the earth. The bowl is being filled with a continuous oil. The lampstands are being filled with the Father's creative thoughts to light a light like none of us have ever seen. To bring the final light down into humanity. The threefold testimony of the glory that was coming with the crown. Woo! All glory, all power is yours. I see the seven inheritances resting upon you. Dunamis for the day of the crown. Generational wealth that the priest may become kings in this hour. Omnipresent, omniscient wisdom that walks up and down time to and fro the earth, that has no boundary, moving in him that was and is to come. Strength and might like Samson. Honor and the glory of heaven, the majestic manifested Shekinah glory that will be seen greater than Solomon's day. Once again, I'll shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry lands. The treasures of all nations will come into my house. For the silver is mine, the gold is mine, and the glory of the latter-day house will be greater than Solomon's. The manifested glory returning to the church. The manifested glory. Great dunamis power, no more little strength, but great strength. We stand with you in this realm as joint heirs. We join with you and we enter into the realm. For we are Christ, we are Abraham's seed, and we're heir to every single promise ever given. Heir to the throne, heir to the crown. We are the first fruits of the crown, and we enter in to the joy of this generation. We enter into the glory. We enter into the life. We enter into the dunamis. We enter into the authority and the dominion as you have raised us up together. You have made us sit together far above the world and its systems. And you have set all things under our feet. And you maketh us to have dominion over the works of your hand. For the seven spirits of God that you weareth, we wear. We are inheritor heirs of the first fruits of the seven spirits of God. We are inheritor heirs. And you've given us the awesome, awesome, awesome calling to give birth, to call things in the earth that be not as though they were, to call things in the earth as they are in heaven, to stand between heaven and earth, and to say, Father, thy will now be accomplished and done, all that's being witnessed at the throne, all that's happening at the throne as the elders are casting their crowns into the realm of the seven spirits of God, every single operation, faith, the DNA and the legacy of all those that have gone before us, all merging into the crown. Your plan, your purpose, your love for this generation and the judgments for the Babylonian harlot are all being downloaded into the lamps. The final light, the final glory, awaken us to see. Father, awaken, break the blindness the enemy's trying to bring over. Break the lethargy. Sever it. I shatter the lethargy. Break every veil that man put upon man. With unveiled face, we stand face to face. I stand with you, Lord, and I agree with all that is in me. I agree with your words. I believe without having to see it. I already believe. I stand to say, Father, your will, this incredible design you have designed for the last days, be done on the earth, be accomplished on the earth, be poured out on the earth as it is all being done here. Do not wait till you see in the earth to exercise faith, saith the Lord. For the greatness of the reward is being given now to those who see without seeing. Stand and believe. Stand and believe and lay aside every weight, hindrance, and veil. Lay aside the opinions of man and serve my will. For it's far greater than you have ever imagined. Only the true architect knows the full extent of it. The Father himself, the architect of the last day light for humanity. Only he knows the full measure. You've been given to see and measure. But when my seven spirits of God come upon you, you will see in an unlimited realm. I will greatly increase your authority and your wisdom, saith the Lord. You will walk in a divine intelligence that you have not had access to. I will bring forth brand new technologies out of my people. I will give you access to the hidden wisdom and the hidden gems. I will cause you to stand. Many of you will learn to stand in future positions. As I will move you, you will stand in markets to which you had no business being in, but I gave you right to stand. And I gave you right to see beyond even the greatest minds in the earth cannot reach past time. Even the greatest and the most brilliant of the high-minded cannot reach past time. But I stand beyond time. I am him that was and is to come. I stand in him that was and is to come. I am the door to the Father of lights. I am the door to meet with him where you are present. I am the door to meet with him in future positions. There is no limitation to those who believeth. Today, I want to take the veil of unbelief. I want to stretch forth your curtain. I want you to see the power of where you sit. I want the agreement of the brethren that remain fixed. I want the oil of unity to run upon you all. And I want to say, even so, come, Lord. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. With a unified voice, come. For I am bringing something far greater than your mind can conceive. are greater than even Solomon had. I'm bringing it to all that will receive. I'm going to make you kings. Oh, Sariana, we receive, Lord. We stand in agreement with you. We stand in agreement in this realm, Father. For this day is at hand. I know it is. I know the time where you will call and commission your seven spirits to come out from before your throne and to rest upon the Lamb. And the bringing out of the final crown, the opening of the book. Your will be accomplished into the earth with all the angelic armies, the ministering flames of fire and the chariots of fire that are encompassing the crown, waiting for the commissioning of the crown. Who art thou, great mountain? Before this lampstand crown, you are and will be leveled ground. For our Zerubbabel Christ will surely bring out the final crowning stone, shouting grace, grace to every mountain, endeavoring to stand against it, not by our might, not by our power, but by the seven spirits of God that will soon be with us in the earth. You will finish this, Lord. I stand back into the earth. I stand in this altar. I stand at this pulpit to preach these words. I stand right here, in which this foundation was given all of these years. You brought us all the way to the place where it was finished, Father, in heaven. You showed us what was beyond the outpouring. You said you would do it. You said it would finish. And you said our eyes would see it. They shall rejoice and they shall see the plumb line with those seven. We will see the manifested glory, partakers. For you promised to spread a table right here in the presence of the world. The spread a table, the table of the crown. You said you would take us up into the Father, and you did. You said the Father would love us, and he did. You said he would remove the orphan spirit, and he did. You said we would pray, and we have. And you said you would do it, and you will. For you are the doer. Faithful is he that calleth us. For he will do it. You said you're the rewarder of those that diligently seek you. You said that the Father would reward us openly into the earth, and you have come to reward our faith, our diligence. You will reward openly, openly, open manifestation of the crown, the invisible becoming visible in the earth. You said that you are the creator maker, for this is the day that you maketh, and we will rejoice and be glad, and it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. You said that you're the finisher, and you will come to finish this. You authored it. It was authored in the heart of the Father, and you are the one that will finish it, Lord, bringing down the great seven spirits of God to make your abode with us in the earth. You have begun this good work. You will now bring it to the completion. Today in this house, I stand here to judge you faithful. No matter what I see, no matter what I feel or hear, When I come back from this realm, there's nothing but faith. I judge you faithful in this house, and I decree God is faithful to every word he has spoken. The words of men will fall to the ground, but God's word will stand. All judgments of this house, every accusation has already been buried in the blood. No accusation can stand against the words. I break all accusation against all condemning sentences. Today, I judge you faithful. I stand and judge you faithful, Lord. Today, like Mary, Elizabeth said to Mary, blessed are you that believeth, for there will be a performance of those things that are spoken. Carrying an invisible child, a savior of the world in your womb, we carry the King of Kings in our womb. Today I decree our womb has been healed. As Sarah judge you faithful and receive the dunamis power to give birth, I declare our womb has been healed. It matters not if we could not give birth. She couldn't for 25 years, but suddenly she received the dunamis for the birthing. Today we receive the dunamis because we judge you faithful. You are the performer, Lord, and you will hasten this day to perform it. Against hope, I believe in hope. I stagger no more at the promises of God or the opinions of man. Strong in faith, giving glory to you, being fully persuaded of what you have promised, you're going to do it. You're going to perform it, Lord. Right in our midst, you're going to perform this day. That goes way beyond us, Lord. This is not our crown. We're only partakers. It's the world's. It belongs to the world. And I take all limitation off of it. This is your crown. Though we will be crowned, it belongs to the seven continents of the earth. It belongs to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Today, we release it all to just say, thy will be done, the touchdown of heavenly things in the earth, the touchdown, the bringing down of all the weight of the Father's house is upon you, Lord. The whole weight of the Father's house is now upon the crown. It's bearing the weight of the Father's house, and only you alone are qualified to bring it down. You will bring it and step into our jurisdiction. You will release the mighty seven spirits of God into the earth. The abode of heaven will be with us until your return, until the day we pass that baton to the two witnesses. The seven spirits of God will not lift from this place. The administration of the house of David will begin. And the kingdoms of this world, just as they were in his day, as Solomon attested, there is neither adversary or evil occurrence anywhere in my kingdom. It's going to put it all down again through your priest that will take the wings into a king's throne. It's marvelous in our eyes, Lord. The stone that the builders rejected, you will come out as the crowning stone. You will assume your great authority in the earth. You will assume your power over nations. You will assume the place of dominion Andiare brandis unanamandast. You will become the crowning stone. This is your doing now. It's marvelous in the eyes of those who see. It is the Lord. It is a day like no other that you will make into the earth. You will adorn again with the seven spirits of God. You will create a brand new day. The usher in the millennial reign. The thousand year millennial reign. A day where the Lord is a thousand years. This is the day you're creating. The crown that will usher in the thousand year millennial reign. You sent it in front of your own self, Lord. You will literally wear what you are bringing into the earth. You will stand on Mount. Oh, the Mount of Olives, you'll stand. Wow. You will bring the throne of David back down into Jerusalem. Whew. I see it. I say yes. And I say amen. And I say, open the scroll. I say, open the book. And let the last days truly begin. And grant this house favor, Lord. Especially the intercessors that have held it together. Grant the strength again to press on. Grant the lifting of deferred hope. Remove the veil of deferred hope. Grant light again to flood the house, joy and mirth. Grant joy and mirth. Restore strength into the house again. Restore light and glory. Restore grace. Restore, renew our strength like the eagle. Cause us to mount up again. Let there be faith in this house. Let there be hope in this house. Let there be might in this house. Let there be strength in this house. Let there be grace, dunamis, faith, substance, and evidence. Let them feel the grace when they walk in. Let them feel the glory. Mambarandaria, let your angels clear out all the second heaven interference from that last wave. Let him clear out it all now. Clearing out. Wash it all away. Causes the man up on the wings of eagles. Oh, Jah that rides in the heavens, lift us now to ride in the high places of the earth. Let us ride in the high places of the earth. Whew. Open the scroll. Glory to him that was and is and is to come. Glory to him that was and is to come.